KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news for this Friday, the 29th day of May for 2020, the Amador Board of Supervisors have issued a letter signed by Chairman Pat Crew calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to reverse a decision to close the Pine Grove Youth Conservation Camp. Newsom, facing a potential state budget deficit of over $54 billion caused by COVID-19 and associated containment measures, has proposed, as a budget-saving measure, the closing of the Pine Grove Camp as part of a larger reorganization of the state's juvenile justice system. The letter praises the Pine Grove Camp both as a useful part of the criminal justice rehabilitation system and as a premier strategically located arm of CAL FIRE as the state faces increasingly destructive fire seasons. The board goes on to question any potential budget savings that could result from the camp's closure, saying that it would take 500 professional firefighters working at full pay and benefits to replicate the impacts of the Pine Grove Camp. The closure would also hurt Amador and other rural counties that do not have juvenile justice facilities of their own and rely on facilities such as the Pine Grove Camp to place their juvenile offenders. The letter is addressed not only to the governor, but Amador County representatives in the state Senate and Assembly, as well as the budget committee in each house.
Well, Main Street Plymouth getting a speed table following approval from the city council. Meeting last night by telephone conference, the council awarded a contract to John Allen Construction for the speed control measure. Now, similar to speed bumps or speed humps, the speed table will ramp up 4 inches above the pavement to a flat walkway 10 feet across, which will connect Plymouth City Hall to Plymouth City Park. The project will cost $67,000, paid for through the city's share of gas tax revenue. Now, the council also reviewed preliminary budget projections to prepare for the 2020-2021 fiscal year that starts in July. The council expecting less revenue from sales and transient occupancy taxes, but increases in property tax due to new units being sold in the Zinfandel Ridge subdivision. Now, also of concern, both the city's sewer and water funds are running deficits. The council plans to hold a more detailed budget hearing in June.
Well, the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians announced yesterday plans for the reopening of Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort on Monday, June 8th at noon. According to Crystal Jack, Jackson Rancheria CEO, after careful consideration of Governor Newsom's statewide reopening guidelines, Jackson Rancheria will reopen while monitoring the advice and guidance of federal and state officials and public health agencies, and by modifying the property's safety measures accordingly as the situation evolves. Now, over the course of the last several weeks, they've been working to implement a strategic reopening plan that aims to protect guests and employees alike from COVID-19 by increasing cleaning and disinfecting protocols, requiring all employees have their temperature checked prior to entrance, conduct a self-assessment health screening, and wear a face mask while working, and by requiring that all guests have their temperature checked and, wearing a face mask, have hands sanitized also prior to entrance. Also, the casino floor has been reconfigured to encourage social distancing. Jack went on to say other measures will include plexiglass barriers, line queues, signage, and providing hand sanitizing stations throughout the property. Jack stressed increased sanitizing measures at each table game and by reducing the number of seats offered at each table game. The reopening will be presented in phases that will allow Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort to gradually reopen its gaming floor, food outlets, and entertainment options. Operations of slots, table games, Lone Wolf, Pacific Grill, Margaret's Bakery, and Hotel and RV Park will resume immediately. The buffet, transportation services, entertainment, valet, poker, and arcade will remain closed at this time and will return at a later date.
Well, while churches and hair salons, the latest groups allowed to reopen in a modified way under relaxed state COVID-19 restrictions, Governor Newsom indicates gyms and fitness centers are close behind. The governor held an online conference call, a roundtable discussion yesterday with leaders of the fitness industry. Following that meeting, Newsom announced the state is developing a framework and guidelines that will be meaningful and put out in the very near future. Now, as far as a timeline, the governor said, quote, "I don't want to say next week, but within a week or so, we believe we'll be in a position to make public the guidelines," end quote. Now, Newsom also stated that gyms are multifaceted. There are different situations in different locations, so they'll aim to meet the needs of unique circumstances. He also stated a gym's ability to reopen will be looked at from a regional perspective and rely on expertise from county public health officials.
Well, Ione Police have a message for those with travel trailers during COVID-19. The Ione Police have relaxed enforcement of the 48-hour parking of utility and camping trailers on public streets. Well, now as the stay-at-home orders are relaxing and weather heating up, an increase has been seen in the number of trailers parked on city streets. According to the Ione Municipal Code, trailers may not be parked on a public street for any longer than 48 hours. Therefore, beginning Monday, June 1st, the department will resume enforcement regarding these parked trailers on city streets.
And dead and dying trees coming down in Calaveras County. Trees that are along county roads or affecting county infrastructure targeted in the project to mitigate the hazard. Now, county officials update that 564 trees on BLM land in the county, 263 along the Highway 4 corridor, and 223 in the West Point Willsyville area have been chopped down. Currently, there are several projects underway, including one along the Highway 4 corridor between Blue Lake Springs and Murphy's, that one involving about 300 trees. Now, another 250 are being removed between Sky High Ranch and the Alpine County line, while 120 trees will be fallen on U.S. Forest Service parcels throughout the county. Now, one project in the works is the Big Trees Village community, beginning in the next few weeks. Calaveras County officials remind right of entry forms sent to landowners must be returned for the free work to be done. So far, they say few have been returned. Questions regarding the removal projects can be directed to the County Tree Mortality Program and their manager, Dr. Richard Harris, at 707-685-5508.
And state power regulators approved PG&E's $58 billion plan for getting out of bankruptcy. Thursday afternoon, the California Public Utility Commission met and heard from speakers who mostly criticized PG&E's responsibility over their electrical grid that ignited a series of catastrophic wildfires during 2017 and 18. The decision from the CPUC secures a key hurdle to end a nearly year-and-a-half battle to safely adjust operations while handling the consequences of wildfires linked to the utility's infrastructure. PG&E used the bankruptcy process to settle claims for $25.5 billion, including $13.5 billion earmarked for wildfire victims.
And the AA Shooters hosting a sporting clay benefit shoot Sunday, May 31st at Comanche Hills Hunting Preserve. Check in at 7:30, shoot at 9, cost only $80 for 100 targets, and a barbecue lunch. Awards go to the top shooters. Also, a gun raffle. Pre-register. Call 267-0779.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.